Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. And we're once again listening to the beautiful music of New Age Soul Sister, India Ari. Or I should just say new songs. She's talking about having hope and having a smile on your face, which is so important these days. And tonight we're going to put a smile on your face with some renewed knowledge. Some of you may already be aware of this topic, but we have some renewed knowledge to bring you that will give you a reason to have abundant health. And that's what this journey is all about, evolving in our knowledge so that we can have what our Creator designed for us to have, and that is abundant health. So welcome, welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This show is not meant to replace any professional advice that you may be getting from a health professional such as an MD, but this show is all about giving you the knowledge you need to take charge of your health, to become more independent, and to have the abundant health you deserve. Our Creator gave us bodies, vessels of skin and clay that we could overstand, understand his purpose in our lives and how we are connected. We are all connected because every human vessel is created with the same type of organs, tissue, cells. And all the cells in our body operate the same. There's an amazing program that operates every time we have a trauma in our life. And where you can find most information about that is in the German New Medicine teaching, which is a website on the internet called learninggnm.com. I've been studying this for more than 10 years now, and I'm a student of German New Medicine because I meet people all the time in my journey who confirm the science of our biology. Our biology that says every time a person has a trauma or a major conflict that creates a stress in their body and they prolong that stress in their body, then they will develop a dis-ease. Because the body works with inflammation all the time to help us overcome disease. And if we're not able to reduce that inflammation, which is usually triggered by the stress or trauma in our life, then eventually the body will develop some disease. I was listening to a show today by interview of the Dr. Philip Incao, I-N-C-A-O, amazing medical doctor. He's in his late 70s or 80s. And I seem to be coming upon many medical doctors who have reached their 70s and 80s, and they are now the whistleblowers of the medical system. So it's not just me, a humble master herbalist, a holistic life coach, but I am the one who is hearing and becoming the facilitator to pass on this knowledge, this great wisdom to my listeners on Soul Purpose Healing. I'm very grateful, honored to be in this position because there are not many people who are hearing this message, but those who are hearing it, they are taking it in. It's a heart message. They're absorbing it, and they're making changes in their lifestyle and getting healing in their life. So tonight we want to talk about the business of medicine, and ask the question, is there a conflict when medicine becomes a business? And just to give you a little history on that, many years ago, and even in the scripture, we read that the leaves of the trees were given for healing. And as Hippocrates and all the ancient medical doctors developed their practices, they used the Bible as a foundation, the leaves of the trees being their healing for the healing of the nations. And so we are now in a place in 2015 where the development of medicine is all about the Benjamins, all about the dollars for the most part. If you're awake, you know that. If you're still going to doctor's offices and sitting and waiting to help or serve, then you're not quite awake yet. So I'm here to help you wake up and realize that most doctors go through 4 years or more of medical school training, and they learn how to write prescriptions. They learn Latin, and they come out with indebted to the school that they attended to pay back those debts. And there's a lot of fear-mongering going on. This is what Dr. Philip Incao revealed today in his interview and was asked the question, why is our health declining in this country? And one of the things he brought out was the fear-mongering used to create this business of medicine that medical students are programmed with in the 4 years that they attend. And so medical students are protecting their interests. Bless their little hearts. Everybody who goes into medical school, they pretty much go in there thinking they're going to help come out helping people and really doing a good service to the public. But we realize after many of us, especially these doctors who are becoming whistleblowers, I'm just amazed at how many people with MD after their name are now waking up and realizing that the training they received was a conflict of interest when it comes to healing, which is what scripture tells us medicine should be all about. The leaves of the trees were sent for medicine. The Hippocratic Oath is all about doing no harm. And yet we have a conflict of interest. Part of that conflict of interest comes because how can you bring healing and health to someone when the focus of the business is to make money and increase customers? The medical system wants to get more and more customers. That's how they make money. Pharmaceutical industries are producing more and more drugs so they can get more and more customers. And as a recent article in the Consumer Reports brought out about superbugs, medical or pharmaceutical companies are no longer even making many antibiotics because those are short-term drugs. This article in Consumer Reports pointed out that they want long-term drugs to keep the customers coming back, to keep the customers coming in, because they know, pharmaceuticals, medical system knows, if they can keep you coming back, the profits will keep be maintained and even increase. So today we want to just bring out some more of the more natural ways and quote alternative ways, but it's actually just natural ways that people can look at their health and determine what is going on and why we need to be more mindful of the conflict of interest. If a doctor tells you that you're going to be on a drug for the rest of your life, that's a conflict of interest. Why? All drugs have side effects. So you are going to be struggling with side effects for the rest of your life, which means, and they know this, when you take that drug, you're going to be coming back because you're going to have side effects that you don't necessarily know what to do about. So they expect you to come back and running into their office to say, oh, my goodness, now I'm getting headaches. Now my stomach hurts. Now I'm bleeding from my whatever. So we're alert now. We're wide awake. We're wide awake. And I have joining me tonight a very dear friend who wanted to share her journey. And this dear friend, I won't even give her name, but she lives in Fort Lauderdale. And she's been very gracious enough to share her journey because she's had a very interesting history of illness. Okay, I may have dropped her for a minute. Let's see. I dropped her phone. She's calling back in. Let me bring her back in. Let's see. Where is she? A little confused. Okay, my friend in Fort Lauderdale, are you there?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for calling in. And as we discussed earlier, her journey is so amazing and so wonderful because she's gone from a history of not being conscious to one of being fully, fully conscious and changing her lifestyle, making a difference, not just with her own life and health, but with other people's life. And so I asked her to share her very important story, which I'm going to ask you to go back to the days when you were diagnosed with, thyroid cancer?
Yes, ma'am.
Share with our listening audience, what was your lifestyle like before you got that diagnosis? Let's go back maybe a couple of years. What was your lifestyle and your life like before you were diagnosed with thyroid cancer?
I was in a relationship. I was married. A father of, I had three children by then. And my husband was an abuser, physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. And during that time, I went through a lot of mistreatment, a lot of abuse physically by being pushed downstairs, being beaten, being just not where I am today. How can I explain it? I was just mistreated so bad. And I went to my gynecologist, and she goes, well, you have a thyroid disorder that could be a cancer, so we need to check it. And I told her, okay, well, check it then. So she checked it, and I was diagnosed with a thyroid disorder, telling me that I had to take this pill for the rest of my life. And at that time, I used to eat animals. I used to drink. I never did any substance drugs, but I did do alcohol, and I ate animal flesh. as life went on and I came in encounter with other people who taught me how to change my way of eating. Why wasn't I a vegetarian? I could still eat chicken and fish and turkey, but I couldn't eat any of the other animals that I was eating. So I said, oh, well, I'll try it. And I was given this drug, and I was taking it and taking it. I've been taking it for over now. We're going to come up to maybe a few years from now. I decided to stop taking it. I met someone who knew about natural medicine, and so I went with her idea of taking a natural thyroid instead of a conventional thyroid, because I took the conventional for 28 years, and it never, ever healed that thyroid, which today, still, it's not healed. And so I decided I'll try this natural one. So I did it for 6 months. In between that, I learned about not eating animals, about giving them up, about how not taking the life of an animal that has blood, because it's his life to live, and I shouldn't be taking the life of this animal. So I gave up all my animals. I gave up my abuse from this husband. I literally let him go and moved on. I got into a spiritual lifestyle. I met Sister Valletta at a holistic store, and she introduced me more herbs and stuff. But then I was wondering, why am I not losing weight? Here I am, overweight, have a thyroid problem, and thyroid tends to bring in other problems like fibromyalgia, diabetes. And I go, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Now they checked my thyroid to find out that I needed to have a diabetes test. So I went and had this diabetes test, and sure enough, you're a pre-diabetic. How did that happen? And so I just decided to do research for myself to find a way to heal myself and ask my creator, Yahuwah, who gives me life, that he would be my healer, not to trust these guys in the white coats. Because all they were giving me were drugs. Drugs after drugs after drugs, years after year after year. And I just decided that I needed to do some change. I needed to stop trusting the guy in the white coat and trust my creator. And I've been blessed. Yes. I still take a thyroid medicine. Now it seems like I have to do a biopsy of the thyroid because the guy in the white coat thinks I have cancer again in that thyroid. But I have chosen not to do the biopsy. I've chosen not to take the medication. I've chosen to let my creator take over my life and not the guy in the white coat. And the fear that I had before, I no longer have. The only person I fear is the creator, Yahuwah, no one else. And that's a little bit about my story.
So thank you so much for sharing that. That's a lot of personal parts of your journey. And, thank you for having the courage to share that with so many people who might be helped. Because as I teach on this show is your diseases, the number one cause of disease is childhood issues. And the fact that you in the middle of your adult life had an abusive husband who just triggered what was probably some feelings, some abusive feelings or negative feelings about your childhood. Can you tell us a little bit about what was going on in your childhood that you may think was triggering your feelings about the abuse even?
Well, I had an abusive mother. I had a mom who never showed love and affection towards me. So I thought that coming out of that environment, I would find it in this gentleman. But to find out that he was not a gentleman at all. Anyone that makes a woman go through any type of abuse cannot be a gentleman. I don't know what his childhood life was like, but I can say that I had an abusive mother who used to also beat me. And just a lot of not positive. There was no positive at all in my growing up. I think the positive I have now because I have my Creator within me.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And that just, again, it highlights the fact that childhood is such an important period to look at when we're trying to heal. I went to the show. I have to admit, I went to the movies and saw this movie, The Right Guy or something like that. And it was kind of sad to me that the villain in this had to die, because what was brought out in the movie was that he was an orphan. He was adopted and he was an orphan. And you can imagine, even Wayne Dyer, who died recently, he was an orphan. And that's one of the things I think he struggled with, is that low self-esteem that we have when our parents reject us in any form, is that we grow up with that seed of low self-esteem, of nobody really loves me, or at least my parents don't love me. So we're constantly trying to overcome that. And as Dr. Ngayo pointed out today, we need to be aware of the inflammation that occurs when we hold on to those type of feelings. We have what's called acute or benign inflammation, where this is something that the body does all the time. When you have a fever, you have inflammation, and the fever breaks up a discharge or waste matter in you, and so it's kind of acute because it happens quickly. And if this continues over and over again, then it becomes chronic inflammation. And that's what that ongoing fire that doesn't go out, that's what triggers disease. And so in my sister's example here, where you have kind of a flicker of a flame from childhood that never went out because you never really got confirmed emotionally, and so you carry that into a marriage, and then it's triggered again. That flame is lit again where you have chronic inflammation that doesn't go out. And then what do people do when they have inflammation or pain? They get an ibuprofen, Tylenol, and they suppress the inflammatory process. What doctors will bring out, and especially what this doctor brought out, is that inflammation is involved in all healing processes. If you're going to get to the result that you're looking for and have your body heal, there's going to be inflammation, and we have to look at that as part of the healing process. In fact, in German New Medicine, that's one of the important lessons you learn, is at the end of your crisis, when you are getting, where your body's getting back to normal, and you're sort of resolving the issues that came up in that crisis, then you're going to have inflammation because the body is working to getting rid of the tumor, to getting rid of the ulcers, filling in the ulcers. Whatever created the inflammation in your body, the stress of some type, you look at the whole body working together to reduce the fever, which dissolves the toxins. That becomes a healing crisis. In other words, what Dr. Ainoa says, that you have a sauna that works from the inside out to bring the heat that's needed to bring the body back into balance. And then you have some people taking antibiotics like candy, and that what antibiotics do? They cool down the body, and they interfere with the warmth that's needed to heal the body. So when a person has the flu or a fever, we don't need to be grabbing antibiotics or some drug. We need to be taking a warm bath, putting cold towels on our head, and resting, drinking lots of water, and then the body will get back to normal all on its own. These are some of the things that are being brought out in this day where our Creator is very, very interested in us learning how to take charge of our health so that our bodies cannot, do not have to be addicted or dependent on other medicines, other drugs, whether legal or not. We are in a season with the heavens vibrating above us to help us take charge of our health, get rid of cancers that have built up over 20 years. You know, cancer doesn't start in one day. It builds up because we have that acute inflammation going on for years and years, and that's a natural enemy of cancer. Inflammation is a natural enemy of cancer. There have even been studies that show when they get people, their body temperature up to an extremely high, fairly safe level, that the cancer cells are dissolved. But if you're taking antibiotics and other drugs that suppress that whole natural system, then it interferes with what our Creator has built within us, and that is to heal, to be restored, and to get back to a normal working condition so you can do what you've been called to do on this earth. And then you look at germs. That's another area that we're going to be studying and bringing out here. Germs are what they call the microbiome community. There are 100 trillion germs, types of cell microbiome in our body. And what these beautiful species do, these atoms do, is they're scavengers, feeding on the waste and debris in our body. You get something like candida, and as I mentioned last week, candida only gets out of control when the body becomes very acidic, because that's a sign to candida that it has to go in and start devouring things. And even to a point of death, if the body stays too acidic, then that candida will actually decompose the body. So pH, potential for hydrogen, is so very important. And that pH will stay alkaline when we stay focused on why we're here. What are you here to do? And speaking of that, we have, I believe we have my sister AZ on the phone who is doing the work she was called to do. Sister AZ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, sister?
Greetings. Yes, I can hear you fine. How are you? Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm getting my grounds groomed and prepared for 11:11 tonight. I was so tired last night. I couldn't have my sacred fire on the first night of the full moon, new moon. And greetings to your guest, sister. I have an issue of thyroid as well all my life. You know, I've been on medication since I was 30 and I'm 64. And it's Synthroid that I take, but you know what? I hardly ever take the doggone stuff. You know, I just deal with it and pray about it, and I'm going to the doctor tomorrow to get my level checked. But bottom line, thyroid, I know you asked me where I am. I'm in High Point, sister, at my spot. I finally got here 2 nights ago, and I've been grooming these grounds, and the young people that were with me, they had to leave. I don't have time to do what parents didn't do. So I told them to leave, period. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Anyhow, thyroid is not speaking your truth. I've had issues with it ever since I got here to this planet. And a lot of abuse and a lot of things. And it's not speaking your truth. Look up Louise Hay. I'm sure that you have.
Yes, yes. And, in fact, I was in there today. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, when I get tired, I just rest, because thyroid issues bring on a lot of other things. And I'm grateful to Art and Sister Seven for allowing me to be me up at Mothers for the Earth, Reflective Gateways in Alton, Virginia, because there was a whole lot of balancing and healing that and nourishment from being in that environment that took place with me. So I can't put emphasis on it enough to everybody. As Art says, raw foods are the best medicine, especially if you know your purpose and you want to work it without leaving the planet prematurely, people. And being out in nature with a combination of raw food and those kinds of things are the ultimate. And I am so abundantly grateful. I'm abundantly grateful that it took me 8 days to get back here. But I made it. And I'm back in green, people. Do you hear me now? Green. Arizona, I have a lot of work to do. However, it's desert, and it just doesn't do the trick. It doesn't give me that B12 shot that I need like this environment does. And I'm telling you, when I went up 81, sister, from Tennessee, from not Chattanooga, but Knoxville, I nearly had a fit. It was just so orgasmic, people. Yes.
I know what she's talking about. It's beautiful.
I tell you, if you don't get your buns in some nature and in the dirt and dig you a pit and sleep in it, then you're not giving total service. And along with raw foods, I'm not saying everybody can be vegan. I know I cannot be 100%, however, 80%, and that I don't, I just don't eat. Sometimes I have one meal a day. Sometimes we eat too much, and that affects us greatly, people, you know. And so you just got to put that in your peace pipe and smoke it. That's just some wisdom from Mama AZ. So I'm here in the Furniture City High Point, North Carolina, at the moment, getting ready to have a sacred fire, sister. And you never cease to amaze me, Sister Viata. I just take a chill pill and say, okay, what? The kid is going to roll in here with this time for her. And you tripped me out just in a good way.
Well, I hope that makes you laugh when you're being tripped out, because we need you all the humor.
Yes, ma'am. It does.
We do need humor. Yeah, it's awesome. That's awesome. I'm so glad you're back out in nature and all that beautiful scenery, all those trees. I can just imagine all those trees and especially now that, where are we, September. Yeah, September is so beautiful up there. Yeah, it is kind of orgasmic when you think about it, because it's just the beauty of it. Isn't that what's turning you on, is the beauty of that place?
The people and listening audiences all over this planet, leave them juju heads, toxic people alone. You ain't gonna die if you are alone, because we're never alone. Do you hear me now?
We are
never alone. And no matter if it's your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, you have a special, special purpose on this planet. And if you have to leave them juju heads alone and stuck on stupid, find a way. Call me. I'll walk you through it like AA, AAA, or whatever that is. I'll walk you through it because we have a purpose, people. And it's a beautiful purpose from the Most High. And many of our people do not want change. They want to stay the status quo, the same in the little box, hidden in the closet. That ain't what we are about, people. We are about teaching and light and love and bringing awareness to this planet. Do you hear me now? Hear me now?
Yes, it's so needed. Amen. It's right. Yeah, we're so needing it.
Put that in your tape pipe, everybody, and smoke it. Pass it around. Pray about it. And, sister, I give thanks. Sister,
so are you on your way back to Arizona eventually?
I will. I wish. I mean, I'm doing this by myself, sister. I have no idea. I got to get storage 2 days from now. My plan is to get the storage. I haven't really rested. I was up at Mothers for the Earth for a week, nonstop, grooming those grounds, because many do not understand the importance of keeping the land clear and clean. And I'm serious, that is a large, major, major undertaking, especially sometimes when you might be on a walker. But you know what? Ain't nobody going to keep me down. I agreed to this, and I'm going to do this, sister, for as long as the Most High permits me to do this. And one major thing, you know, I overstand. You can't be joking. You know, you have got to. I mean, I'm not saying 100%, but at least 95% when you have major things that you have to do with that house that you're walking in. Do you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
And I very well understand that, you know, this, you can't be asked by the freeway with eating, with your food, and do not eat sometimes. Sometimes it's good if you can skip a day. Seriously, it will do your body good, especially if you do not have a lot of anomalies or diabetes or diabetic and you've got issues with your sugar level like that. So just research, listeners, and move forward with that.
Up a good point why it's important sometimes to fast, because the body, mm-hmm. this is an amazing machine that our soul lives in. We are souls living in a vessel to do the work we've been called to do. And for those of you listening, if you know why you're here, share with us why you're here and what you're doing, how you came to that realization, and what you're doing to proceed in that walk that you've been assigned. Because everybody needs to be encouraged as to finding their purpose. Some people walk around most of their life and they don't have a clue why they're here. And I think those are the people in the Book of Psalms and Proverbs who create the chaos. And we have to adjust to it to know why we're here. You know, there are people around who are so mindless, they don't have a clue what they came here to do, but they're doing it because the Creator is not blind, dumb, and deaf. The Creator has put purpose in every seed that enters the mother's womb. And because we look at people and think, what the heck is going on with that person, it doesn't mean that they have a purpose on this earth. They are here to wake us up. We have to look at people not in a judgmental way, but in an awakening way and say, oh, I see the role that they're playing. they're here to do whatever they're doing, what nonsense that we think they're doing, but yet we are the ones who are being trained and being taught to not judge, to not criticize, and to love and have more compassion. And those people, you ask them, well, do you know why you're here? I don't have a clue why I'm here. I'll say, I have a clue, but I want you to try and figure it out for yourself. And then maybe you're going to awaken and be more or play a better role than you're playing in this season of your life. So maybe we are all here to just plant some seeds and remind people, okay, you may not understand really why you're here, but I'm here to present you with the idea that you do have a purpose and an assignment. You just haven't awakened to it yet. Yes.
That is why I am so grateful for this spot. It's making me realize in a major, major clear clarity, rock solid way of my purpose by watching my neighbors. I mean, it's crazy, but I love them because they keep me balanced. They, no matter what chaos or what bumping walls and tearing down, and I don't know, I don't even go there with you. However, I'm very grateful. And they love me, and I love them. I know how much by my return. And they keep me balanced because, you know, they just sit and they watch, and they're like, don't you ever sit down? I said, no, sir, no, ma'am. I got a purpose. I'm on a mission. And when my body is saying, okay, let's get busy, I do. And when it gets to a level, they're going to say, you doggone crazy woman, what the hell are you doing? Don't you know you need to sit down? Then I obey. I have to. However, I'm on a mission, sister, and these beautiful angels that are here in this hood, in this neighborhood, give me clarity and understanding and inner standing of my purpose. And I do not have time to BS by the freeway. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
I'm afraid so.
Go ahead.
Excuse me.
So you yes, ma'am.
It's funny how she says she's on a mission. Those are my lines, sister. My neighbors say, how come I'm not sitting still? I'm always on the go. Where do I get my energy? I said, you get your energy from the food that you eat and from the strength that your father gives you, which is our creator,
yes.
Yahuwah. And we get messages from people every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's a message from this person, that person, and that person. We may know them, we may not know them, but the Father is talking to us through different people on this planet that need to hear this, that, or the other. I was sharing with Sister Vayata that someone came to my house yesterday. And the lady that brought her, I brought her here because you're a wise woman. I met this lady like 3 days ago. How does she come up with that I'm a wise woman? But she brought someone who needed wisdom words, who needed to show love to them. And I guess the wisdom, I only get it from my creator, Yahuwah. My knowledge and my understanding all comes from him. And I give people what I think they should hear at that moment because we can't throw it all at their face because they won't understand it. But if we sit and pray with them and let them know that there's more that's better for you on the other side, then they will see that, wow, I didn't know that. And it's just, it may be just one word. If you need me, I'm here. Just that. You know, it doesn't have to be anything materialistic. It hasn't to be anything bought. It's just the thought that you've given your time to someone who's coming to look for wisdom. And maybe the wisdom was for the younger person, but I think the wisdom was more for the older person who brought her here. You know, and But the Father puts people in your life because they're messages for you to help them. And I just thank the Creator for allowing me to know Him and to decide to make a life to serve Him, because that's what I'm here. I'm a servant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a servant of Yahuwah for et le'olam vayed, which means forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
And
and you know, the work you're doing the work of empowering people, because so many people they act powerless. They don't know what to do. I'm lost. I'm confused. So I go to a doctor. Medical system is always calling them to come to them, and that's the problem. The conflict that we have with a business model medical system and the work of healing that should be being done is that people are not being empowered. They're becoming dependent. They're becoming addicts to pain pills. And so we who are conscious and who are aware of what our role is in this society, we have a job to help empower people. We can't trust our government. Can't trust the school system. The school systems are dumbed down, downing our children. So we have to take control, those of us who know, have the wisdom and power in our hearts and minds, to bring empowerment to our friends, neighbors, and relatives who want to have this power. Some people will want to be victim-minded and addicted to their pain medicine, and they don't want to move forward. Those are the Psalms and Proverbs people that I see every day. I'm so excited when I see them because I'm like, oh, my goodness, I just read about them in the Proverbs today. Oh, I just read about them in Psalms. There they are. And so then we know our Father's word is true. We see people walking in the streets who are in the Psalms and Proverbs. We say, oh, that word is true. That word is true every day. We don't even have to watch the news. Just go outside and watch people's behavior, and they're demonstrating the truth of the Proverbs and Psalms in the Bible. So we want to empower and educate, and that's what this show is, this podcast is all about, educating people about this powerful immune system that we all have. This powerful immune system is an ongoing cleaning up system. It helps clean up the debris from bad eating. It helps destroy cancer cells when you change your mental thinking and know that you're not going to die, but you do have to change your lifestyle. It helps the germs. This immune system is part of a very, very sophisticated microbiome or germ and bacteria system. And these germs are not hostile predators in your body that you need to kill with antibiotics. There's too many of them. Why would the Creator put trillions of bacteria and microbiotics in your body for them to be hostile predators? But that's what the medical system and the fear-mongering doctors want to convince you, that everything that goes on in your body is a war. You're the enemy. We have to kill the enemy. We have to destroy them with antibiotics. We got a drug for you. Conflict, conflict, conflict. And I'm here to help wake everyone up who listens to this show of the conflict that's going on at a soul level. At a soul level, because you were created in the womb to begin with as a seed that has a purpose to glorify the one who created you, that divine energy that built this immune system. Don't you think it's interesting that the doctor who studies how to prescribe drugs doesn't really know a lot about your body? They know about dead cadavers that they learned in medical school, but they don't understand the energy that is being processed, or the energy that fully functions in a body when you're breathing and alive. If you're breathing, you got a lot of energy going through your body. It may be slower at times, but doctors, for the most part, don't take classes in nutrition, and they really don't understand. Your traditional medical doctors don't understand the energetic process that goes on when your body is supporting every ounce of you with inflammation, with infections. All that is meant to design to help your body overcome the traumas. And your cells are constantly turning over. and becoming new cells. The only cells that I learned today that don't turn over as fast are your brain and your spinal cord cells. But what does Scripture tell us? That we have the responsibility to be constantly renewing our mind. We cannot hold on to mommy and daddy's teachings. Whatever your mother and father taught you, you can be assured the Creator did not mean for you to hold on to those teachings. We are meant to evolve. And many of the people in our lives are meant to help us evolve. I had a wonderful man in my life for 36 years. He was called my husband. And I have the most respect for this man now and the most gratitude because he helped me evolve. At times it was very painful. It was very confusing at times. I'm like, why isn't he like me? Why isn't he religious like me and going to church every Sunday? Why? And that caused me more distress than it caused him. But actually, we both were under stress because we had a conflict in our soul journey, in our soul purpose. And now that I am out of that environment, I am just grateful. I am so grateful that I survived it, for one, which tells us, just like my sister in Fort Lauderdale, when we survive the types of trauma that she survived with an abusive spouse, when I survived what I went through with a verbally abusive spouse, that tells us that we have work to do. We have other people who need to hear our testimony. We have other people who need to learn what Mama AZ is talking about, being out with nature. Every one of us should be listening to all these testimonies that people are willing to tell and then growing from that. Because guess what? This body was meant to do that. This body was meant to turn over new cells every day. This body was meant to overcome every sickness, every accident. If you've been in any traumatic accident, your body will heal from that. All you have to do is renew your mind. And maybe even change your lifestyle, because whatever whatever traumas we go through, they're all meant to teach us how powerful we are, is what I think. You think about whatever you have gone through, and you're still here. There are some I know who have had abusive marriages, and guess what? You're still here standing, and you have grandchildren now, and you are now responsible for teaching those grandchildren. I have the privilege of working on my dad's biography, which will become a book soon. And my whole purpose for doing this really is to have for him to have leave a legacy, to leave something behind for his grandchildren, to know what an awesome person he was in his time that he spent on this earth. And don't we all have a legacy if we've survived the abuse, if we've survived the traumas? We all have a legacy. Write your book. Everybody needs to write a book, even if you don't publish it. I think we should all be journaling about the gratitude that we feel each day, so that even if you don't have a book to publish, you can pass that gratitude journal on to your grandchildren so that they know when they get stuck in their traumas and their challenges that they can overcome. That you, Dave, overcame, and everybody overcomes when they're still breathing. And so I am just so grateful to have the knowledge that I have been able to share with you. Look at the whole body as a real gift from the Creator, the whole body. Don't break it up like doctors. The doctors want to say, well, if that liver's not working, if that whatever, thyroid's not where we need to just cut it out. No. The whole system is going to help that one part overcome and be healed when we renew the mind and tell that system, tell that organ, that one part of your wholeness, your holistic self. We have to speak to the parts that are weak. We have to speak to the areas that are sick. And we have to bring in the whole immune system to help that one part to heal and be restored. It's not necessary all the time to get a pill from any doctor or even a health food store. We got a lot of people who are addicted to vitamins and health food store pills. But we're in a season now where the Creator's energy is so powerful, so ready to help us overcome anything and everything. All we have to do is submit to that energy in the heavens. We are in a dark moon phase right now, and as the days progress, that moon will get brighter and brighter and brighter until it comes to a full bright light. This pattern has been going on for ancient times, for thousands of years. And yet, how many people actually pay attention to that cycle of the moon where it moves from dark to light and back, waning and waxing, waning and waxing? And don't we just take that for granted? Oh, the moon's out. Oh, how nice. Oh, the sun's up. Oh, how nice. Oh, look at all those planets up there. Oh, how nice. Look at the stars. We need to become more and more aware that those planets and that whole cosmos system is our healing. It's a message from our Creator of His love, of their love. The whole planet, the whole collective nature of Yahuwah is that I love you, that I have these stars up here to help you. I have these planets. I have the moon here to give you a calendar of my timing. I have the stars and the planets. They're moving in certain directions. They're here to help you understand what season that we're in. So part of our being in this vessel that we're in is learning to look up at the stars and moon and learn about that cycle of energy above our heads, which we call the heavens, but which is really meant to teach us about our bodies, about the days and weeks, and how we can heal when we just look up. When that scripture says, look up, your redemption draweth near, I've come to understand that as to look up and see the power of you, because our bodies, the kingdom within is a mirror of what's up there in the heavens. If you study that, that's what we're studying in our Hebrew teachings, is that the cosmos is a mirror of what's inside of our bodies. And how long have the planets and the stars and the moons been rotating? Forever. Le'olam vayed, forever. So we have to become more aware, more conscious of the planets, the moon, and the stars. And take hold of that when we breathe in and out, take hold of the truth that is not in the medical system, the truth that a doctor cannot give you, the truth that is not in medical schools. Take hold of the truth that is there before us every day out there in North Carolina where all those trees and grass and all, there's the truth. The truth that the cosmos doesn't lie. We have all these debates. I'm looking at all debates about so many things these days and what's true and what's not, and Facebook. Everybody's got their truth on Facebook. But the only truth that we really can look to is the stars, the heavens, the moon, the sun. That's truth. It hasn't changed. It has not changed. So the Creator is saying to us, if you can understand, overstand the moon, the stars, the cosmos, then you have truth. And then you take from that knowledge, and then you can bring little truths into our whole existence. And then we can all be one unified people. And that's where we're headed. We're all headed to unity. All these people who want to be divisive, the media, and the victim minds of a lot of melanin people, we're victims, victims, victims. That won't last, because that's not truth. There are no victims in the heavens. All those stars rotating and planets rotating, they're not victims. They're powerful entities. They're powerful materials of the Creator's love. And that's what we are. And so that's what I want to leave you with, is that this conflict that exists because of the business of medicine versus the healing that we were meant to enjoy, is that we are the power of the universe. Each one of us has a mind and body like that up in the heavens. We mirror, we are duplicates, many many universes down here in occupying this vessel that the Creator made with all its organs and cells to reflect the heavens. So we are in heaven. We are, our souls are in the heavenly body called the human body. So remember that the next time you have pain, that's inflammation, that's part of the whole sister kingdom within you. Don't take aspirin, put some peppermint oil on that body and breathe. Breathe, breathe, drink more water, breathe, breathe. Always breathe, breathe. Breathing is worship. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to worship and do our, complete our assignment, and then when our body is ready to decay and go to the grave, we complete another journey somewhere else. That's how I see it.
Sister.
So, any of you, yes, yes.
Might I add, also, your water, it would be a wise thing. Sister Seven and Art gifted me with another piece of shungite. I think it starts with an F, but a shungite is a black stone that I've had in my water for years. And you get you a glass jar, mason jar, jug, whatever, big, and put you those stones in there. And at least 2 days, you put them in the sun. And let it energize with those stones in glass. If in the event that you have to get plastic bottles, like, you know, Sam's, Costco, whatever, you immediately transfer that water to a glass jar or bottle or whatever, and put your stones in there that's compatible to your vibration. I couldn't tell you what, you have to go and research, but I do have shungite in my water, and leave it out for at least 2 days in the sun and let it energize. So I just needed to share that with your listening audiences.
Thank you so much for that reminder, because it is just another thought when we are trying to improve the water, the food that we eat, all that. Something simple as taking a stone called shungite. I think I picked one of those up when I was in Arizona, actually. It's just as simple a thing to take a stone and drop it in your water, and it helps to purify and mineralize your water. So there's so many things we need to learn. And we have to turn the TV off, and we have to go to Google and YouTube to do that. This is the season. The Bible says that knowledge would be increasing more and more and more. We couldn't ask for a better season to increase knowledge right at your computer on YouTube or on just Google whatever you need to learn. If you want to watch a YouTube video, you're going to learn a whole lot, because that's what the Creator gave us YouTube for, in my opinion, so we could learn more. There's hardly anything you can't find on YouTube these days. So as my sons used to always, I would ask my sons a question, well, what about that? Mom, Google it. Mom, I heard that so many times, I finally started doing it, and now I don't ask them anything, which maybe it's not so good because we don't talk as
you
much.
You can
but.
Even find me up there, Mama AZ, you know, you can find me there too.
That's right. They just Google or just put in on Facebook, put Mama AZ. No, there's a different name, or is it?
It is. It's Vision One Women. Mama AZ's Walkabout. And there.
Okay.
And I'm putting a disclaimer, everybody, because sometimes I get real with you, like Mama, like Mom's Maybelline. I ain't paying because I'm serious. I'm serious as a heart attack about what I do, y'all, but it's all good. You just have to overstand me. You take a moment to take a chill pill and observe. That's all.
Well, everybody's a Psalms or a proverb, and you, if you have any discernment in you, any love in your heart, you watch Mama AZ's video and you see the love there. So you take that and you run with it and you learn from it. That's how I am with everybody, is what can I get out of this person's journey? And I met a young man was standing in front of the gas station door with all these pictures he had drawn from comic books, and he was asking for a donation for drawing pictures from comic books. They were beautiful for what he could do. And I talked to him for a while, and I could tell he had some kind of nervous twitch or something. But it was a beautiful experience, an exchange of minds and ideas, and
yes.
To know that I could just, I had money in my pocket, so I gave him some money, and I didn't even take the drawings because I don't need anything, and I'm getting rid of stuff, downsizing. So, no, I don't want to pitch
you,
but here's some money to help you on it. And I just tried to encourage him to keep doing what he was doing and to realize that he had an important place in this earth and that he was valuable. I just poured out encouragement on this young man because I could tell he was struggling. And we're supposed to be opening our eyes and recognizing people like that. It's not like we should be ignoring some people. We got to open our eyes and see what is it this person has, what gift do they have for me, and what can I give to them to help them on this journey. Time to be more compassionate, share our wisdom, share our knowledge, so that we can, each one of us, lift up another, and then that's the way we're going to heal this earth, one at a time. Everybody waking up and trying to help our cash registers at the grocery stores, helping them to smile. You never know what people are going through, especially when you see the same people at the grocery store. And I look at their name tag and I say, "Hey, Jane, how are you today?" And they always smile. It's not something as simple as calling out their name makes them smile. Is that like weird or something? No. Everybody's needing compassion and love these days.
So you are so on point. You are so on point. I give thanks to the Most High for you doing that.
And, sister, we can't forget the homeless.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. I make it my business every month to go feed the homeless.
Yeah. And just
I don't need to know who you are.
Yeah. Just keep lifting one another up, one by one, one by one, and we're going to do it. We're going to raise the consciousness of our community first, and then the city, and then the state, and that's what our work is. That's mainly what our work is, to evolve spiritually and to bless each one that we can bless in our midst as much as possible and help one another.
Yes.
So we've got quite a few people on the line. If you have a comment, now's the time. We're winding down. And if you want to share any of your journey thus far, what you're doing and how you're being blessed or how you're blessing, or if there's anything, maybe there's something we can pray for you about. If you have a struggle of some kind, you want to share it with us, now's the time. That's what we're all here for, is to energetically connect. We are all on the World Wide Web right now, connecting our energies, our thoughts, our words, to build up the body of the Most High Creator Yahuwah, to build up the body of our Creator, to become one. So I thank everyone for listening, and take these words and thoughts with you this week. Shavuot Tov, as we say in Hebrew. Have a good week, a blessed week, and spread the love. We got to just keep spreading the love, and we're going to do it. We're going to overcome, and we're going to come out of the deceptions of all these systems that have been placed here to wake us up. The medical system is here to wake us up. Wake us up to who we really are. Because that's one thing I learned in the health food store. People were running to the health food store when they couldn't take the medical system anymore. When it was killing them, they would wake up. And then they'd gain their health back by coming and taking charge and buying better foods, better supplements, and getting knowledge about essential oils. So the medical system is playing a good role on the earth to wake us up. And you can either stay in that system and get deeper and deeper into the medications that they're giving to weaken the body so they can reduce the population, or at the least they can make more money, profit, keep you as a customer, and grow their system of deceit. So I'm here to empower you, to help you take charge, and to be mindful of the wonderful, awesome body vessel that you are. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that this body cannot heal when you first renew your mind. That's the key, is renewing your mind, waking up from what mommy and daddy taught you, and going a new direction of love, compassion, and wisdom, most of all wisdom. So I thank you all for listening, and I'm going to bring in my beautiful sister, India Ari, once again to say and sing that there's hope. Shalom, shalom. Love you all. Aho.
Aho.
One, two.